Mark 9, verse 29. He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting." In Jesus' name. Today, as you knew if you turned on a radio at all, has been called by many Fat Tuesday, because it's the day before Ash Wednesday. Some have traditionally eaten pancakes on this day in order to use up all the eggs and butter fat in the house because their church decreed a 40-day fast before Easter. Others have used the day for a wild party, which they've been doing all through Epiphany anyway. Have any of you fasted recently? Of course you have. And breaking your fast, break fast, is one of the most important meals of the day. Every night we fast because we can't sleep and eat at the same time. In fact, parents go in and take the gum from their children so they don't choke on it while they're sleeping. In a similar way, fasting during the daytime is also undertaken so that people can concentrate on one thing. I have an old Greek textbook with a spot of chicken fat on one page because while I was studying with my classmate, we were also eating some canned chicken that his mother had sent from South Dakota. By now, that spot in my book is ancient Greece. And a permanent reminder that we were doing something besides thinking about Greek grammar that day. Fasting allows you to concentrate on one thing. Now, studying at a picnic is not necessarily a bad thing. But when Jesus went up on the high mountain with Peter, James, and John, it was not to have a picnic. It was to pray. And they did not take any provisions with them in order to stay there. Jesus was looking steadfastly ahead to the time when he must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. And he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Fasting was not new to Jesus. He had fasted for 40 days in the wilderness, hadn't he, at the beginning of his ministry when the devil was tempting him. Nor was fasting something new with Jesus. Moses had fasted for 40 days on the mountain of God before receiving the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone. Elijah had fasted for 40 days on his journey to the same mountain in his day. And on the Mount of Transfiguration, these two met with him to strengthen him for his mission of bringing the people of God out of death to life. He was one with God, concentrating on that one purpose, as well as being one with God in essence. Then when he came down from that mountain, Jesus met a boy who had been possessed by a demon from little on. His disciples had not been able to cast it out. You know, when Jesus sent out the 12 disciples on their missionary journey, he gave them power over demons. And when the 72 disciples returned from their missionary journey, they rejoiced that even the demons were subject to them. But this demon would not come out for them. And Jesus said, "This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting." Prayer and fasting go well together, don't they? David says that when his friends were ill, he humbled himself with fasting and prayed for them. Peter urges us, particularly in our youth and strength, to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. People who are deeply grieving generally do not feel like eating. And during those times when we are grieving over our sins or our situation, those are especially the days of trouble when we should come to God for help and deliverance and leave behind the rest. People who have a burning purpose often do not find time to eat either. Of course, this is not always to say it's a good purpose. After Paul had been arrested by the Roman commander in Jerusalem, remember, there were some Jews who wanted to kill him, but they couldn't get at him in the Roman barracks. So they formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. And in the Old Testament times, God asked His own people if they were thinking of Him when they went through the motions of worship, which included fasting. He said, "When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted?" Fasting and prayer too is worthless if your heart is not in it, if you're not really concentrating on Him, if you're simply trying to tap into His power for your own purposes, if you're not casting your cares upon Him and leaving them there. But when we fast and when we pray in our heart, God sees it, and others do not need to. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full." That is the view of men. That's all they were after. That's all they got. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So, happy Lent. We're entering that special time of year, but I pray that every time, every day of the year may be a special time in Christ between you and your God. So yes, happy Lent. Wash your face, comb your hair, and rejoice in Him. Hymn 779, first and last stanzas.